This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another Monday Mini. And you know what? I think we need to start having pins in our episodes so that if we have subjects that are related to each other, because technically we're calling this part two about what's happening with abortion, I guess. Roe v. Wade, kind of. And we're not going down the sad sack way. I keep saying
that's
that in reference
time
to myself.
You've used that term
yeah. Is that
today?
Sexist? Someone needs to tell me if that's sexist because I need to stop if it is. But in general, we have just found out that Senate was not able to codify Women's Health Act, Protection Act, which I don't think anyone's really surprised, but disappointed. Yes, yes. Yeah, I will say yeah. The state of Georgia. Our senators did vote for it, so that makes me feel a little better about life, I guess. But we wanted to come in with, instead of I'm upset, I'm mad, with, hey, these are the things that we can do. Also, how are you? How are you? What's going on in your area? I know we have listeners from Poland. We have listeners from Chile. We have listeners, international listeners, who have been down these routes that could possibly let us know what you think has helped you during this time in this uncertainty when we feel like our rights are being stripped and that we are no longer allowed to talk about autonomy and we are going down a really dark hole governmentally when it comes to people with uteruses.
Yeah. And I know we've also done that. We did an episode on Ireland's vote on abortion, which turned out better than this one did. So would love to hear from listeners from Ireland as well.
Mexico, decriminalization. Mexico's
yes.
Starting to be our friend, being like, hey, we got you. Thank
yeah.
you, Mexico.
Thank you. Yeah, it's. I definitely want to hear from listeners. I've talked to my friends about it. I've talked to my family about it, like I said. And I happen to be very fortunate. I know it's not the case for you, but my family is on my immediate family, not the rest, but my immediate family is on my side in this issue. And it is one of those things that feels like a domino effect. Like, and there's a part of me that's trying not to panic because I'm seeing these headlines like, oh, this means in vitro fertilization is going to be impacted. And this means like gay marriage can be overturned. Like all these things. I'm trying to like not completely lose it. But those are things that we should keep an eye on. Clearly, we have to be vigilant because there are these machinations, political machinations happening. And it is very scary. It's scary to think this is, you know, part of a long-term plan that is going to just impact all of these other things.
Right.
And it does remind me, we were talking about this before, but it very much reminds me of 2016 when everyone was like, go get an IUD, like go, you've got to get it now or it's not, you're not going to be able to get one. It feels like that again.
Right. But to be fair, there's also conversations about the IUD being illegal.
Yeah.
And people being prosecuted for having an IUD or getting an IUD or implanting an IUD. So that's a whole other conversation that is getting really dark and gross right now. I have some conspiracy theories on that, but we're not going to talk about it. I will say we have already had listeners reach out. We have a Canadian listener, Rhonda, who was like, hey, hope y'all are okay. Thanks for reaching out.
Thank you.
Also, can we come hang out with you for a while? But yes, so we would love to hear from you and let us know what you think or what's going on. And if you're a listener from any of the states, obviously in the U.S., we want to know what's going on with you. Annie and I are located in Atlanta, so we are very Georgia-focused, Georgia-centric. And of course, talking about some of the bigger issues, having Republican, very conservative, what he would call pro-life. We know that's not the term that they really should be going for. Governor, and what that would look like for us at this current point. So yeah, there's a lot of things, uncertain things for our friends that are in the trigger laws, for our friends in Ohio, in Alabama, in Texas, so many others, Arizona. We hope you're okay. Let us know what's going on, what your thoughts are. Our friends in Texas, I know it feels isolating, especially when you feel like people are pushing you out, as in like, oh, just leave Texas. That's not a thing. And it's a really ignorant and privileged statement, and that needs to stop. We say this as we are in Georgia, seemingly in the same lines. So we see you, we hear you, and let us know what we can do for you as well in this time. Yeah, Annie, I think one of the things that we want to talk about is that the fact that, yeah, we can't just live and dwell in this darkness. And the only thing that I see good in this moment is the fact that we are in this time and age where we've been prepared. And we've learned from history a little bit and getting ready. And we're going to have an episode. Wait, maybe it's already happened. I don't remember. At this point, we're just recording things left and right. Maybe we should put a stamp on this. It is in the middle of this. It's May 12th here in 2022. Hello to the future.
I know. But, I love how you put it that way.
Yeah, I know, right? But we are still unsure of what's happening. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure of what's going to happen, but unsure. So we are ahead, but we do want to talk about some things that we can do, where we are and how we're caring for ourselves. Because yes, like I said, we can't dwell in this darkness and we do have to allow ourselves some space. I know I've seen people criticize like, oh, you shouldn't be happy. Everything's bad. And that puts you down the road of feeling doomed and feeling doomed, as we talked about when it comes to climate activism. Is not a good way to go. We need to be in the midst of ready to fight, and to fight, we need to rest. And so I hope you're able to do that. We want to know that you're caring for yourselves as well and for the marginalized community in itself. This is a whole different battle because it's on top of. And we know this, whether you're a queer person watching what's happening with these laws, whether you're a trans person having to deal with the fact that Alabama just completely made it a felony to get gender-affirming care for children and that everybody involved can be convicted. Stuff like that is wearing and tearing. We hope that you can have some time to dissociate. And I say this in the not clinical term, but the literal being of stepping away from it. Would love to hear about what's happening with you. Please let us know. We want to connect with you because this is very personal for all of us. And it is triggering, traumatic, and overwhelming.
Yeah.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee Sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
We talk about this all the time, and it's frustrating because I hate that we're having to kind of deal with this mentally, physically, every day. And you know, it sucks when you're asked like, oh, please, can you share your stories? Because we need to hear those stories. And that's totally up to you. That's a personal decision. But it is powerful, like that kind of support, even if you don't want to like totally share your story, but like the support and talking to each other and communicating is so valuable. And just finding those layers of connection and realizing, like, even if you knew it, but really getting the proof that you're not alone and how you feel, that shouldn't be dismissed. That's really powerful.
Right. And for many of you trying to figure out what to do, giving time, taking time out, sharing your stories, if you are able to do it, those are ways of giving. And I do want to recognize, I think people, our listeners, are really on top of stuff like this, but just kind of some guidelines. If you do decide to give monetarily, look at who you're giving. So the bigger national organizations are not necessarily going to help right now of what is happening to the individual clinics, specifically state-related. So if you are living in New York, California, New Jersey, Illinois, great. Typically, you're in good standings. At this point, we already know that McConnell has said that he wants to go federal in the ban. That's a whole different conversation. But in those seats, if you're looking to give money, if you're wanting to help with funds, don't do the national levels, because oftentimes they are overshadowing the individual clinics and they are not sure what is happening in individual states. And it is different. Each state is different of their requirements, what is needed, what isn't needed. There may not be organizations that can stand open, and so therefore no one gets anything. So look at what you're wanting. Be specific. Give small amounts. I think I've repeated this before. So the recommendation is, instead of giving one large chunk, spread it out, and that will help a lot more than you think. Look at defense funds. We are now going to have defense funds. We know that people have already been arrested. People are being kind of in the pipelines to be made examples of. So that needs to be seen. So look at that as well. If you have questions, if you want to find specifics, you could actually go to National Network of Abortion Funds, and they will give you links to where to donate, what they donate for. They can even give you a list of what the money is going to for individual organizations or where to give locally. And I think it's really, really important that we talk about that, as well as another big narrative that's been going around and I think is worth listening to, and we're going to talk about it a little more in depth, is don't use coat hanger symbols. I know that people have been using it as like a reminder of the old days and how many pregnant people died in the past that weren't able to access abortion. And it is tragic and it needs to be talked about. But that also can overshadow the fact that right now it is still legal. Again, it's May 12th here. And the FDA did approve a home abortion pill that is safe, safer than even Tylenol, and has shown its effectiveness and therefore can be accessed at home. And that is what it needs to be used. So using that coat hanger logic, some people who don't know the accessibility, because we know shadow banning is a thing, and they like to keep these things hush-hush because they don't want to talk about the accessibility and try to shame people. That could overshadow the message. So it is really important that we are able to communicate the fact that it is still accessible in certain states. It is still technically accessible by mail, probably based on states you may not be able to, but we know networks happen. Networks happen, and you can help find those networks for people. I mean, like we talked about, Mexico and Canada are already like, hey, we got you. We got you. But stuff like that is really important that we talk about this out loud and that this accessibility is out there so that we don't put more harmful rhetoric for people who don't have access in this information.
Right. And that's something that we've talked about before with crisis pregnancy centers, CPCs, right. Is that a lot of times there is a lot of misinformation and disinformation when you Google abortion for whatever it is. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, do have that in their brain or don't know that there is this pill available because it's being hidden from them, whether right. it's through technology or through governmental purposes or through religious purposes. Or even just being like guilted, and then also bad actors on the internet selling like fake, dangerous pills. Right. Like, it's really, really important that we highlight this, that it is safe, is available. Here's how you get it.
Right. And hopefully you have listened to our episode with Bridget about this specifically, and you will get a little more information. But yeah, we just wanted to make sure that that is out there because as much negativity as there is, there's still abilities to get what we need. Even if Roe versus Wade does get overturned, we need to remember the true basis of what we're doing and what we're talking about. Reminder, 70% of the population actually do not think Roe versus Wade should be overturned. So we're not in the minority. We are the majority, but yet the few have taken control of this narrative. And that's important to remember as well. For those like myself who are having to deal with family in this moment and really feeling that strain, because it's been bad, but it's getting worse. And I know it.
Yeah.
And I know it. I'm with you. I hear you. Your chosen family is there for you, and you've got to lean into that. Find the people who you need, the community. I love what's happening on Reddit. We're going to talk about it again in the episode soon. The aunties who are coming forward to be support groups, go to that. Go to that if you need that. Find them. I'm not really sure how Reddit works, but I'm guessing you could just Google it.
Essentially,
Annie, is that how that goes? Yeah. Am I doing the Parks and Recs thing where you go to Yahoo to go to Gmail to go to...
Oh my gosh, I think he might be.
I think I might be. Oh my God, I am an auntie. But yes, finding people online can be a support. Make sure, yes, be wary of who you're talking to, what you're talking about, what you're being swept into. Always nice to be grounded and get the correct information. Always good to research any of these things. Make sure that if you can't find a provider who can actually give you the right information, that site I told you, National Network of Abortion Funds, can help you link to things, as well as find funds for you to get access that you need. So all of these things are really, really important to remember. And again, I feel like this gets lost in the narrative about the fact that what we're talking about is not just everybody get abortion. It's about choice. And that what it comes down to in this conversation is that those who choose to have babies, those who choose not to have babies, those who choose to go a different route on having children, those who choose to remain childless, this should be something that we should be allowed to do. Those who need birth control, not necessarily because they try to be anti-child, and I say right. that flippantly, more so that it helps their bodies correct itself. That's the conversation we need to have as well, that we're not telling you you have to abortion. As in fact, and pro-choice is saying that sterilization is also something that we are very much against if it's forced against them.
Right. Exactly. It's having bodily autonomy in a situation that you should. There's just a part of me that gets so frustrated where I'm like, I cannot believe, I can, but it makes me so mad that I'm having to like be like, but this is my body, right? Why do I have to do right. what your religious morals are telling me?
Right. And on top of that, that abortion is healthcare and it's access and it should be normalized as well. So we can't have this conversation in this morality debate necessarily without having the conversation of like, so who do you respect? Do you respect me as a human?
Right. And I think, again, this is a whole different episode, but I think that whole morality argument was chosen very specifically because people have different morals and we're never going to agree on that.
Right.
But yeah, I know we're with you. We're stressed. We're worried about it. So if you have any organizations or resources or anything you want us to shout out, if you want to tell us what's going on, we want to hear it.
Yes,
we want
please.
To talk about it. Yeah, so please send any of your thoughts, experiences, resources you want to share to our email, which is stephanieyourmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffUneverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
We love you.
We do. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.